Florida is facing a fentanyl epidemic as the number of overdoses from the drug skyrockets. And Attorney General Pam Bondi says the drug is extremely dangerous.
This is black market fentanyl. This isn't the fentanyl that's being administered to cancer patients, to surgery patients. This is the black market stuff. It's being manufactured in Asia, and it's coming in through the traditional smuggling routes, Canada, but mainly Mexico, into our country and into our state.
Bondi is applauding a bill signed by Governor Rick Scott that cracks down on the trafficking of fentanyl and puts mandatory minimum sentences in place. And Florida Sheriff's Association President Jerry Deming says the measure gives important new tools to law enforcement.
That is where we want to better hold accountable drug dealers who are peddling fentanyl and heroin and any mixtures thereof that causes people to die throughout the state of Florida.
But the measure has also gotten pushback from people who have raised concerns about implementing new mandatory minimum sentences. That debate led to a back and forth between the House and Senate during the legislative session. Senators voted for a version of the bill that did not contain the mandatory minimums, but the House put the sentences back on and returned the bill to the Senate. With the end of session looming and pressure to get a bill on the books mounting, senators accepted the change. But Lauren Crisai, who works for a libertarian think tank called Reason Foundation, argues mandatory minimums aren't effective. She says looking at heroin abuse shows that.
The arguments that are always made by legislators is that we need these laws to serve as a deterrent and to prevent people from doing these things. But if the prison population today is 63% have never been to prison before, clearly that deterrent factor isn't working, right? And with this heroin epidemic that has sort of exploded over the past few years, it certainly hasn't reduced drug use either.
Instead, Crisai says mandatory minimums tie the hands of judges, taking away their discretion and often saddling offenders with heavy sentences.
In Florida, the people who can get caught up under these laws and have with the mandatory minimums for prescription opioids are not high-level dealers. They're people who it's their first time in prison and they've bought a handful of pills. And we have dozens, if not hundreds, of examples of that happening there.
Attorney General Pam Bondi disagrees, saying the bill will work to target dealers.
No addict is going to be in possession of a trafficking amount. If you opened that and it was airborne, we would all be dead right now. That's how lethal and how large 4 grams of fentanyl is for a trafficking amount. 2,000 to 6,000 lives could be killed as a result of it. So in my opinion, it's not controversial. It's much needed.
Bondi says she thinks of the addicts as victims, and that could be a place where she and Crisai agree. Crisai says states could be better served by focusing on treatment. And Bondi says getting long-term treatment for addicts is what she plans to start working on next. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.